Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 284. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Yo, how's it going?
And Jeff Torney.
What up, guys?
And we are doing the hangout thing one more time, so we're going to keep trying this and trying to get it right. But tonight we are going to be talking about things, gaming concepts and genres and things like that that we've included in this generation for the first time, and things that we phased out. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing. Got some listener feedback about that, so appreciate that from you guys. Before that, we're going to do distractions and news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. And repeat, third time is a charm. I did get your email, and it should not be a problem.
So you don't have to make terrible Australian accents again?
I don't try that. Jeff, that's all you, man. But let's see what's going on. Jason, what's up, bud?
Not a mucho. I think I mentioned last week that I was going to go see Anamaraguchi, one of my favorite words ever.
It's almost them, as cool as like Baba Sunday? Ganoush. That's a cool word.
It is. Baba Ganoush. But yeah, saw them Sunday at the Triple Rock Baba Social Ganoush. Club. Good stuff. Lots of fantastic chiptune music. Those dudes are pretty cool. Did a podcast with them, which is out on GI.com right now. And yeah. Very, very good time. I practice all my white girl moves.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good time. Excited for E3. That's like two weeks away.
That's so close, man.
I'm not ready.
It's amazing how quickly it sneaks up on you. Yeah. So
it seems really last year we were talking about E3.
About this time,
and we were talking about the Wii U and how none of us were impressed. God.
Yeah, stuff's good.
More on that later.
Working in the garden, as it were, our asphalt garden, where we have some planter boxes set up. But yeah, she's been planting flowers and stuff. Looks all pretty. It's my girl.
Very cool.
Yeah, stuff's good. How about Jeff?
Fuck, man. Not much has been happening. Just it's a typical Toronto weather's kicked in. Last week was nice. Monday was pretty cold. Like, I had to wear a hoodie to work and stuff. And yeah, then Tuesday got warmer. Wednesday warmer. Today is like 36 degrees or like 35 degrees with the humidex, which translates to like 90
Celsius.
On American. And it's ridiculous. And that's why, that's the one, like, people will make fun of like, hey, Canada, it's cold up there and shit in Toronto. But thing is, we don't get a good time for nice weather. It's either cold and it'll be perfect weather for about 2 days, and then it goes to fucking humid up the ass, and it's not fun. But whatever, we deal with it. We usually just drink beer on a patio and go to the beach or something. You know, nothing's wrong with those things. You know, why not?
Not at all.
Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with today, and then nothing exciting the last week has really happened. Yeah. Chris.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat. I mean, outside of the weather thing, but, yeah, I mean, not a whole lot going on. Just, you know, work and family stuff. I still don't have a dryer. I think I talked about that last week. The part that I ordered still hasn't come in. So we've been a week without being able to do the laundry, which sucks, but, you know, hopefully it'll be here soon and things will get back to normal. Outside of that, you know, same old shit, man, playing games and, that kind of thing. So. I did get my Ouya, but we'll talk about that later. So, let's talk about some games.
Oh, yeah? You got an Ouya?
Did ya? I got the Ouya.
Can I see a Booya?
You can see a Ouya controller.
Oh, you see the Ouya controller.
All right. Referencing video on a podcast, not a good thing, by the way. Jason, why don't you go first, man?
Of yourself.
Oh, that was painful, Jeff.
No, I got more.
Not ever again. Not ever again. Jason, what are you playing, man?
Games wise, still rocking that Injustice. I've heard of the fighting game community as well.
I've heard of that game.
I saw it tonight at Battle and Brew. They're running an Injustice tournament.
You would have owned that shit.
50 people signed up for that game.
Wow.
That's pretty
good. That's more than like at Wednesday Night Fights out in SoCal.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going strong. I picked up a couple kind of pseudo indie games on Steam. Super cheap. $15 price point. I like that.
That's pretty good.
The first one is The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing.
I've heard of that. Or have I?
I think a lot of people have. Yeah. There's a lot of buzz going around this game. It's straight up pretty much like a Diablo clone. But look under the hood a little bit. It's a little deeper. So Van Helsing in this Diablo clone has like a pet type partner. It's actually kind of a sexy ghost.
Okay.
And there's lots of really like fun banter between the two. But, you know, the skill trees
like
and, there's fun banter. Skill trees and, lots of, well, you get like ranged and melee attacks and you can kind of specialize in those two trees. And, the monsters are really cool. I haven't played a ton, obviously. But yeah, pretty cool, especially for that 15 bones. Another one called The Swapper. The Swapper?
I have heard of this one.
Swinging?
This one, I saw a review for it. I didn't actually get a chance to read the review, but the review kind of popped out to me because it was a 10 out of 10. And I'm like, is it really that good?
I think.
Is that, okay, yeah, that sounds like it might be.
We reviewed it. I think we gave it a 9.25.
Wow, that's
and the guy that played
really
it
good.
Just absolutely loved it. And he's not much of a puzzle game kind of guy, which is what this is. I mean, it's got that, side-scrolling and, you know, the cliched Metroidvania style, you know, map system. But it's all, I mean, there's no combat. It's all puzzle-based. And, you know, you play as this, like, space miner and, you're exploring caves and, solving puzzles. But, the gimmick is that you can split yourself into up to four different, well, you can create four different clones. And you can aim them at, certain areas of the screen and they'll move, you know, whenever you move. So. It's really hard to explain in words, I think, but, go check out a video. It's pretty neat stuff. So,
all right.
Pick that up, played a little bit, and it's pretty damn cool. Also playing Remember Me. I can't really talk about that, but.
Oh, that sucks that you can't talk. That's much that you're playing.
Yeah, I kind of want to talk about it. I played it for a few hours last night. Pretty good.
When is that out?
Next week.
Oh, shit. Tuesday, I think. Okay. Wow. Okay. Didn't know it was that close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of snuck up on us, I think. So, And I don't think they're putting out a demo or anything either, which kind of sucks because I think, I don't know. It's a little, fuck it. I'll talk a little bit about it. It's a little rough around the edges, but it's got some really inventive shit going on with the combo, engine. All of your combos are modular and you can create them by putting in specific moves, like, you know, you've got like, you know, three slots, for this one particular combo. Mm-hmm. So it's like XXX, or you can make it XYX. And the Y attacks, are usually like regenerative.
Regenerative.
That's not even a fucking, yes, yep, thank you. So you'll actually get health
something
back
like
when you hit with those. And the X attacks are usually power attacks. So those do a lot of damage. So, you know, once you get like a long string, like a six button thing, you can be doing damage and getting health back all throughout. It's kind of neat.
It's kind of different.
Yeah, it's not revolutionary, but it's interesting.
More on that next week, hopefully.
Yeah, more on that next week.
I'll ask you on the break whether or not I should make that my pick of the week.
I don't know. But I think that's all I've been playing.
All right.
All right. Ooh. Jeff, what do you got?
And Justice Tip, still playing that.
Yeah.
A couple of my buddies, one of my buddies picked it up. So on Saturday night, the girls had like a girls' night. They all got all dressed up and went out for dinner, then went to like a club or something like that. So the guys did what guys do, and we got together to barbecue meat and play Settlers of Catan and play video games.
Nice.
So, first time I ever played Settlers of Catan, actually, won. I cheated. But I did win. The only reason I cheated is because, have you guys played this game before?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there was about six of us playing, I think. And what happened was a person came to this guy's house while we were playing and the game was taking a long time. We're already probably about 2.5 hours in at this point, maybe even three. And so we started changing the rules to kind of speed up the game. They didn't really help. And I'm like, this has got to be the most boring shit ever for the person who's just sitting there watching. Cause I couldn't imagine it being fun at all watching it. So the person next to me, you can trade in that game. We cut off trades because that took too long. So I was like, hey, listen, dude, if you just give me this and this, the game's over. We can go on to play games or something like that. So he's like, yeah, all right, cool. So we're like passing cards under the table while no one's looking and shit. And finally, yeah, end of the game. But that led into playing Injustice. Friday when I was like, this is pretty fucking awesome, I'm going to buy it. So we went and actually bought it like that day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And that, we actually played some Wii U. So my first real hands-on with the Wii U that wasn't like at a demo station, we played Nintendo Land games. And they're the ones where someone be using the tablet. Like there's the Luigi's Mansion one where someone's the ghost and you got to catch the four people like in around the room. And they can't see you, but you can see them. But if they flash the flashlights on you, it takes away your hit points. That was actually really freaking fun. And there's another one where you're simply using the tablet to run away from everybody and they got to catch you. And you can see them on the screen, but they, again, they can't, they can see you as well. But they, you're looking on the tablet and you can see like the entire map. And it's pretty cool because the way you have to use teamwork and shit, yellow, like he's in red, he's in blue, he's in whatever. It's kind of like playing Mario Kart battle mode, but you're just trying to catch somebody. And it was, that was really fun. And for a split second, I was like, fuck, this might be worth owning. This is pretty cool. And I thought to myself, this is only fun right now because there's like eight of us and we're passing around this tablet with all the controllers and everyone's going crazy. I will never play this by myself.
Also, and, the wobbly pops.
And, yeah, the wobbly pops definitely, definitely.
I'm sure that had a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah. So, I actually really like those. I mean, that's where Nintendo knows how to nail it, that kind of party atmosphere thing. And they, those Nintendo Land games were pretty fun. I was kind of impressed. I'm like, this is something I've never experienced before. And I thought it was cool. But, again, I bought Wii Resort thinking, because today we played Wii Resort 2 or whatever, that was, awesome. I bought it and I never played it again after that night when there was like, you know, there's like 6 to 8 of us playing this mini game thing. So, So yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's kind of that way with the Wii for me too. Like, you know, we all played the shit out of Wii Sports.
Oh, God,
and then
yeah.
when Wii Sports 2 came out, you know, with the, what's the expansion dongle?
Wii Motion Plus.
Articulate. Yes. Thank you very much. That came bundled with Wii Sports 2. We never touched it. Never even popped it in.
Yeah.
I actually picked up a game that came with it was like it was $50 and it came with the Wii Remote Plus, like the first ones that actually had that built in. And
okay, yeah.
I never played that game. Never played it.
Yeah, it's
fun. I barely used that controller, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You were probably thinking, oh man, I needed one of these controllers. Oh, and it comes bundled with a game? Sure, that's
Why
a
not?
Good deal.
Yeah, should, sure, that's a great that. Deal. It's only $10 more, that's a great deal. Yeah. So much of that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that led to me playing my Wii. I've been playing some Super Metroid. So I've been playing a virtual console game on my Wii.
You played Super Metroid on your Wii? That doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I know.
Still a Super
it's not
Nintendo
actually my
game.
Wii, but I was like, you know what, I want to play some Super Metroid, so I brought it into the bedroom and hooked it up there and was like, all right, let's play some of this. And that got me thinking, I've never beaten Symphony of the Night. So I started playing Symphony of the Night. And then I was like,
now
yeah, I know.
And then you said, you know what, I'm never going to beat this game.
No,
and
what happened was I'm going to New York next week and with Tanya's family for like a family like shindig. So we're driving. So that's going to be like 7 to 8 hours there, 7 to 8 hours back.
So you downloaded it on your Vita.
Well, I already have it on my Vita. I've had it on my Vita since like the beginning.
Okay.
And I just haven't really played it. So is it possible to beat that game in, I'd say 8 hours, because realistically I'm not going to be playing a game for 8 hours one way or back. Maybe 4 hours of those 8 hours. Is it possible to beat that
game
in
like
8 hours?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. Because I want to make it, if I don't find a decent Vita game or 3DS game, like a new game to play, I think that needs to be my goal, because I need to play that game. I've started over so many times and got to like the same part every time, and it's never...
What part do you get to?
Okay, so you know how Alucard can take like different formations, like wolf?
The wolf, the bat, the mist, yeah.
It's... What's the second one you get? Is it the bat or the mist?
The mist, I think.
Yeah, okay. It's shortly after you get the mist.
Oh, so you're not even... You haven't even gotten halfway through the game.
That's unfortunate.
That is
I'm guessing that's not. I don't. I'm. I have to check my hours on whatever, but maybe I have got the bat. I can't remember. But anyway, it was like so. The last time I played it, like for real, was when it came out on Xbox Live, like fucking 7 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It was almost immediately after they got Xbox going. So
yeah, so or the 360 going. Yeah, so that was the last time. But I want to play through it because I'm like fuck. Like I love those type of games, but I just never ever beat them. The only one I ever beat was Shadow Complex.
Because it's only 4 hours long.
Well, yeah, that's what, and it tells. Well, it also it's easy to gauge where you need to go in that game. Very easy. True.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you're having an issue with it, just get a FAQ, dude. It's worth going through. It really is. Just get a FAQ.
My problem with FAQs is I'll do something for like 2 seconds and I'll look at the FAQ, and then do something for like 2 seconds, look at the FAQ, and then I find I'm just not having fun with the game. Like, I'll be honest with you.
I don't think you'll do that with the portable version.
No.
No, not if you have to like search your phone to look at the FAQ.
No, yeah, exactly. But tell me how I don't even know where to start. I'd be like, okay, I got this and this. Now the fuck what? And is it going to be like, it's not going to know on the map where I need to go, where I haven't been, where I have been, right?
It really depends on how you do it. I mean, there is a specific order of how you need to do things in order to get the real ending of the game.
I'm not concerned about the real ending. I'm just concerned about playing a playthrough.
You want to get the real ending. You don't want to get the halfway point ending.
So I want to do the upside down castle part or whatever?
Yes, you definitely want to do that part.
People will laugh at you unless you do that.
I got 100% on Symphony of the Night.
Oh, really?
You're a dipshit. But yeah, you definitely want to try and at least get the actual ending. Okay. I would say that you could probably get through the game in about 7 hours. If you're not trying to fill in the whole map.
And if you're not really.
But you kind of want to, though. That's.
Yeah, you do kind of want to. I do anyway.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, like, I'm trying to make this like a goal. So be like, I want to beat this on my trip. Be like, all right, here we go. Cause we're only there.
I think you can do it.
Be, you know, like unearthing those hidden squares.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like here's a little tip for you first.
Okay.
Do not go to, okay, so it's fairly obvious where, Dracula's tower is.
I'm guessing the top.
Yeah, I mean, you'll know whether or not you're going to Dracula's tower. Okay. You should have met Maria.
I've never met her before.
Oh, okay. Twice, I think you meet Maria twice before you get to that, before you go that route. So make sure that you do that.
It's obvious because you actually, fight Dracula right away. I mean, you know, that part.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You start going to that same area.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So you're like, this might be end game shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But if you start getting to that area and you haven't met Maria twice,
don't do it. Okay.
And she gives you an item and that item is necessary.
Okay.
So.
And she'll just be in a random place I have never been to, or she'll be in a place that I've already been to, but she'll just be there.
Well, she is, okay, so you're gonna meet her once, and I don't remember exactly where you meet her the first time. It's like off on the west side of the castle somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then the second time you meet her is actually in the clock.
In the clock. So where the big clock is.
Yes. There's a way to get behind the clock. It's in the clock.
Just fucking tell me how to do it.
Yeah, well, I don't remember how to do it. I just remember that's where she is.
I figure you had the shit all memorized, like you had the pixel.
I've played the game 6 times.
God,
so
damn.
I know like I know a lot of where to go, but I don't remember like where the items are.
Memory.
And
yeah, it'll be like, okay,
it's
now
all
I know
it's all visual. So
gotcha. All right, well, I'm gonna give it a shot anyway. If I don't find anything to play that's like new or whatever, and I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. No better time.
Do it, homie. For real, it's one of the best games ever.
Yeah,
And it is easily the best Castlevania game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get it. You know, I'm not even gonna look for a new game to buy. I'm just gonna try to do that. Because what I did do when we played the Wii at my buddy's place, we busted out Donkey Kong Country Returns on the Wii, and I had fun with it. My biggest problem with it was the waggle shit that just seemed there just to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So then they reminded me that it came out on 3DS, like literally that weekend, like came out on the Friday, I think, before the Saturday. So it was funny. We all went out for hangover breakfast on the Sunday. And then,
where did you go for hangover breakfast?
It was this place. It was actually, this is going to be weird because when it actually said where it is, it was like Captain something. It was like a fish and chips place.
Captain D's?
No, it's a place. It's not like a chain or anything.
All right.
It's not like Long John Silver's or something like that. So I'm like, we're going to go to a fish place for breakfast. Like, no, trust me. They have amazing breakfast too. But I didn't get breakfast. I got fish and chips with shrimp and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, we all went to GameStop afterwards and, we all picked up Donkey Kong Returns for 3DS. And, that game's good. That's game is a lot of fun. I actually am enjoying it more than Mario 3D World. to be honest. It's just,
I don't. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's more or less because it's on a 2D plane as a platformer. I don't mind 3D platformers, but just this one's just, it's got all like the old music just remixed and everything, and it's really well done. I mean, it runs at 30 frames a second instead of Louise 60, which is kind of a bummer, but I mean, it's not really that big of a deal. Looks good in 3D. It's one of the only games I can play entirely with the 3D on. It's not that bad. But it's cool. If you have a 3DS, I would highly recommend it. If you even have the slightest, even little bit of nostalgia for Donkey Kong Country or anything like that, you'll like it. It's really good. But that's about it.
Oh, wow.
So oh, no, I played one other game. Blaze Blue for Vita because it's free on PS Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and I played that.
How long did you play that?
Okay. I picked it up being like, shit. We played this for, we had a dedicated Scrub Sport season dedicated mm-hmm. to this game back in the day. It was more of like a really long tournament, not more says thing, but, and I was like, I remember how to use Jin pretty well. And then usually with fighting games, it takes me a little bit. I'll be like, forget this character, but it kind of comes back to you. No fucking idea. I was like, I don't remember anything. And I was like, okay. So it was about 10 minutes I played it for. And then I was like, okay, well, do I keep this on here? Am I going to delete it? Because I'm never going to play it online, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. It's like 3 gigs, yeah. Isn't it?
It's pretty big, so precious on
our Vitas.
But it does look really good on the Vita. It looks really, really good.
That's what I'm interested in. Like, I downloaded it as well. I haven't transferred it to my Vita, but I know that I'm gonna pop it on there and say, hey, that looks pretty good, and then never touch it.
That's it, right.
Anime Fighter, I
don't like Blaze Blue, but I mean, I'm not gonna play a fighting game like that on my Vita.
No, and that's the thing is, it's very, like, I played entire Blaze Blue on a stick, and I don't like playing fighters in general with a D-pad and buttons, and the Vita doesn't have the best D-pad in the world, nor does it have the best buttons in the world, so I'm just like playing through. I'm like, I'm going through the trials while I'm on the toilet, and I'm just like, some of the things that should be like so easy, I'm just like slipping up like super. So I'm like, this is crazy. It looks good, it looks like a great port, but thank God it was free. I'm glad I didn't pay $30-$40 for it. But it looks really good. Like, really good. It looks really, really good on the Vita. It really makes the graphics pop on that screen. But that's it. That's all for me. Christopher. All
right. Cool. Well, I have a lot to go through. I'm not going to cover anything amazingly long on on Liuya games that I've tried out, but I wanted to just touch on a few of them. Before we do that, I played some more, I played some more Defiance. We've actually been doing a 4-player night on Saturdays, and last week we did Sunday as well because of the holiday. So
cool.
That's been really fun.
What's the max party size?
I don't know. We've only done four. I think that might be the max party size because like the co-op missions that you can do that are instanced off, those are 4-player.
Okay.
But we basically did a bunch of Arc Falls, which are the big, area sized.
Does seem
battles,
pretty awesome.
Which is cool. Yeah. So I also got my Ouya in.
Ouya.
All right.
Ouya. I got it on Friday, like the day after we recorded last week. I got it in. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And Jason, I know that you got a chance to play with it a little bit.
Quite a bit, actually, right?
Okay. Cool. So I'm gonna bounce off a couple of my thoughts on it and see what you think.
Shoot.
I'm going to start with like the things that a lot of the negatives that are going around, and like one of the big negatives is the controller. I will say that I actually like the way the controller feels in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's shaped well. But the thing is that I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the magnetic plates.
They're fine unless they cause a problem, but they are.
Yeah, and they haven't really caused. Well, they haven't caused a problem for me yet.
Okay.
And I really don't see, I mean, the only button that I can see it being a problem with is the A button, which is the one on the far right. And you really have to push the fuck out of that button in order to get it stuck.
I mean, at least
in my experience.
Yeah, it sticks pretty consistently.
Does it?
Yep.
Yeah. It doesn't on mine. It doesn't on mine. So maybe it's just, it's the manufacturing time or something like that. But my bigger problem is that the D-pad is only slightly better than the 360 one.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
And it is pretty shitty. And even the sticks are pretty shitty.
Dang, yeah.
Like, I don't like the way they feel. And it may just be the way that it responds in game, but it doesn't feel like they're, it almost feels like they're like a lot of digital points as opposed to an actual analog stick.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it actually flows through the movement. It feels kind of jerky.
Interesting.
How
about
it could vary from game to game.
How do you feel about the touchpad?
It's hit or miss. Mm-hmm. There's actually one game that I'm going to talk about that uses it. And it uses it in a very simple way. So far my experience with it is limited. I obviously don't use it while I'm navigating the shit interface, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I also have not really seen a whole lot of controller, input lag. I know it's there, but it's not amazingly noticeable to me.
It seems to vary by game, of course.
Yeah, it does. And there, one of the things that I've noticed though is like my signals will get stuck. Does that make sense? It's like I will, there's sometimes when it, like, I don't know if the Bluetooth is just going fucking haywire or whatever, but I'll move to the left and then I'll center the controller and the guy just keeps moving to the left and just will keep moving until I have to fiddle with it and try and figure out what exactly happened. Huh. And then it resets. And I can always just turn the controller off and turn it back on and it works fine, but you have to exit out to the menu just to do that, which is also stupid.
That sounds like an in-game thing, to be honest. Yeah, I haven't experienced that at all.
Maybe. I'm trying to think of what games it was that I saw that, and I know that Secret of Universe Alpha was one of them, and I can't remember if there was another one or not, but...
Before we step away from the controller issue, have you tried plugging in a PlayStation 3 controller?
I have not yet because I wanted to kind of play with this controller and get a feel for it I talked about it on the show. So I have a feeling that, probably this weekend sometime, I'm going to switch over to a PlayStation controller. And actually, from what I understand, Adam North from Games Only Older, he's actually been using a 360 controller.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if he's using the wired one or not, but I think he said he was getting a 360 controller to work.
It would have to be a wired one, unless he's using the dongle. But yeah,
I would assume
plug it in and power it up, and like you can remove the cord. Then it's all Bluetooth, like it's synced. You don't have to use that USB port anymore.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna give that a shot this weekend then.
Yeah, do it.
Real quick, just the interface. I actually don't mind how it looks.
Sure.
I think that the simplicity is good. I think that they could give you some customizable options. I don't need on the play menu where it lists all the games. I don't need each game to be this huge box. You know, I'd rather just have like a list of games or something like that. And, you know, it's like, it just seems like there's a lot of scrolling involved for a minimal amount of games that I've got. The one thing is that it's just very slow. It's not very fluid at all. And I hear that they're making some improvements to that. At this point, the interface does need a lot of work. More than anything, my biggest problem is how it handles downloads. And I don't know if you've experienced any issues with downloads, but, first of all, there's no list of where your downloads are that I can find. Like, you can download multiple things.
Awesome.
Yeah. You can download multiple things at the same time, but there's no list of what's currently downloading.
Hmm. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if you want to see where your stuff is, like in the download process, you have to actually navigate to that game in the store again to see where it is.
They don't have a good front end for that. All of your purchases, like anytime you download a game, there's just that front end where it takes you to, the Google Play Store in the back end. Do you know what I mean?
I have not. I mean, maybe I don't. I see an actual Ouya screen with information about the game.
Okay,
I know
maybe,
that.
Maybe not all of them do that, but the ones that I experienced, it just seems like a front end. But
it actually went to it literally interface looked like the Google Play Store.
I think so. I downloaded like a handful of things. So, don't quote me, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass.
Yeah, I have not experienced that.
Okay.
So maybe that's something that's changed. I know that one thing that was a big deal to people, was, oh God, there was a thought that I had that I was going to mention, because there was something that I had noticed that some people had complained about, but it wasn't happening to me. So I'm assuming they fixed it, and I can't remember what it is. It'll come to me eventually, but, yeah, I think the biggest thing is just that, like, there's no list of downloads. And if I had to start downloading number of games at one time, like, I was going through the staff picks, menu item. Mm-hmm. And there's like 10 games there, and I downloaded maybe 4 of them. And then I went to another menu item and downloaded another 2 games. Well, like the first 3 games I put on there just stopped downloading altogether, and they just like disappeared. So, you know, it's very finicky.
It's very like early as well.
Yeah. It's also very early. That is true. But, you know, that's some of the stuff that really needs to get figured out, quickly.
I'm sure it will.
You know, after that, I mean, it looks fine. I like the way it looks. It's very simplistic. It's mm-hmm. very easy to navigate. It's just that everything takes some time. That's really the issue. I tried a ton of games. Well, not like a ton, but I tried a pretty good amount. Some of them were worth trying, and some of them I just kind of threw away. One of them is one that was a throwaway. It was like, the little crane that could or something like that. That was shit. It was like, okay. I tried that for like 5 minutes. Controls were overly sensitive. Like, I could see where it could be interesting, but the controls were way too sensitive when you're moving the thing around. So I was like, okay, you're gone.
Yeah. It's tough right now. We really should kind of say that a lot of these games are just, they're in the early stages of like being ported over, to be able to use like analog sticks and shit like that. And a lot of these games don't have in-game sensitivity controls and.
Yeah. And like the little crane that could was actually on one of the, one of the favorite lists or something like that. I don't remember, but, another one that I heard a lot about was, The Amazing Frog. And that's a game where you kind of run as a frog and you jump around. And I thought that was kind of meh. So I got rid of that.
That's kind of entertaining.
Blow up the frog and stuff. For about 30 seconds, it was entertaining. I ran up the first truck and jumped off and, you know, splatted on the ground and got some points and then got up and ran around again. And I said, okay, I got this game. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. There's a few other games, like the rest of them, I actually still have on my Ouya right now. Deep Dungeons of Doom. This was kind of weird. It's like an RPG. It's almost like a, almost feels like a roguelike, but you don't move around or anything. It's like you travel into a dungeon, but it's like you go to a floor and then you have a fight. And like you control when he attacks and when he defends, and it's very timing based. And then after after you finish that battle, you go to the next floor of the dungeon, and you just complete each floor, and you get you level up, and you can increase your the defense and stuff like that. But very very simplistic little RPG. Mm-hmm. I know Adam was playing that one, and he was really big on it, so I downloaded it and tried it out. Not really my thing, but I can see how it could be fun for some people.
Sure.
Polarity is kind of portal-ish, but not nearly as polished. You can, there's blue and red polarity, and you switch it on the fly. So there are, it's another first person puzzle game, just like Portal. And it's pretty interesting. I would suggest if you have an Ouya to check it out. Okay. I'm going to come back to the ones that I really liked later. God of Blades. I don't know if you've seen this one. It's a runner. Like, what's the big popular one? Cannibal, that one. But it's like an action runner. Like you're running and you have a giant sword and enemies are coming at you and you time, your swings and you can do like an upward thrust or a downward thrust or you can do like a spin move and stuff like that. And that one was pretty cool. I actually really enjoyed playing that. I got to like the first boss and he kicked my ass and I somehow still won. I don't know how that worked, but, that one I might actually purchase. I have not purchased anything yet. I should probably make that clear. No Breaks Valet. That's a kind of a time waster. I don't know if you, did you try that one?
It's pretty ridiculous. Jason? Yeah. It looks really cool.
Yeah. There's cars that come in on the top and the bottom of the screen and you have like, I don't know how many there are. There may be like 20, 24, 25 parking spots. And you have to slow the cars down and get them into a parking spot. And each time you play, you'll get one or two that there's no brakes on the car, and you have to just kind of slide it into a spot somewhere.
Those are like the crazy bonus ones,
and after you park...
You should make a game show like that. Make that a real thing.
After you park all the cars, you get tips based on where they're parked. So that's kind of how that one works. Flash Out 3D. That's what it was called. And it's Wipeout. Plain and simple, it's Wipeout. I already have Wipeout, so I was like, okay, good enough. Let's see. Rage Runner is kind of
Are you
going
to go through every single game?
I'm going over some of the ones that are interesting.
Decent.
But, you know, the one, like, not interesting enough to... Some of them are I haven't mentioned, but... Rage Runner is one of those that I'm really not going to mention. Vector is kind of like Cannonball with some, like, parkour mixed in, and it's really slow. I wasn't a big fan, but it's okay. And then Final Fantasy III, of course, I downloaded that. And if you played the DS version, it's the same damn game.
How's the frame rate on that for you? I felt like it was cutting a lot of frames.
I didn't really know. I didn't notice it if it was, well, it did seem kind of jerky now that you mention it.
Mm-hmm.
The animation, it did seem kind of jerky, but, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's how the DS one was.
Did they actually port that, or is that kind of like an emulation thing they got running?
I think it's ported. Yeah. It's ported. Yeah. Because they had to, because they're like the two different screens, they had to combine them. So, actually a port of it. Played a little bit of Wizorb.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys have heard of that one. I guess you have.
Oh yeah. My God. I love Wizorb.
Do you?
Not even joking, dude. I bought it on Steam and on Xbox Live Indie Arcade.
Yeah, it's really so neat. It's like a little, it's like an Arkanoid RPG.
Yeah.
Ish. It's really neat. I gotta give it another try. I got like two or three stages in and it's like, all right, I get this. And
dude, it's so fun because you can find like hidden, call graph fucked up.
Are you serious?
I kid you not. Recording could not be started. Please restart call graph and try again.
Jeez. Fuck it. Just line up the tracks and go.
But now I gotta edit this part. God, oh, fuck me.
Okay. Leave this in. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. Just go.
Fuck right. it. Who cares? This show's a train wreck anyway. Leave the shit in. All right. Continue what you were saying about Wizorb.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Proceed. Cool.
you can find secret levels later on, like hidden off to the side, and it plays out a little like Zelda. Like once the ball goes in there,
mm-hmm.
Your little dude goes in there, and you can buy like three separate things, and it's I don't know, lots of throwbacks. Love the nostalgia or the aesthetics and stuff.
Cool,
it's all cool. Right. It's a lot of fun. I love breakout games and
yeah. Jason, this one's kind of for you. League of Evil. I'm not sure if you've played that one.
Possibly.
It is it's an old school platformer, and it very much reminds me of Super Meat Boy.
Okay.
It is definitely not as good as Super Meat Boy. Let's just get that out of the way. But it's fun, and it's got like that instantaneous death and restart thing. It's very similar. It's all about wall jumping and stuff like that. There's also enemies to attack as well.
I love attacking enemies.
And like when you die, it's weird. So like in Super Meat Boy, after you finish the level, it shows you every single one of your attempts at the end. And it shows them all. And that's really cool. This actually shows them to you while you're playing. So it's really weird. So if you die, when you restart, your shadow that just died is in front of you. And it'll, however many times you die, it'll show you that many shadows. And it's while you're playing, which is actually really fucking distracting sometimes, but
I can imagine. Yeah,
yeah, it is pretty neat, and they do like ghost it out, so you don't confuse yourself with yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes,
check it out. You know, when the next time you are playing around with the Ouya, go look up League of Evil, and I think you might dig it a little bit. It's pretty neat.
I'm checking it out right now.
All right, The Ball. I'm not sure if you heard of that one. That one's made by Tripwire.
I play the prequel, The Square.
The Square? Okay.
I got a couple of those.
Okay. The Cube? Is that one? Okay.
But Cube, do you have any of those?
The Ball is made by Tripwire Interactive, who's local here to Atlanta, and they made, what did they make? They made, a couple of shooters. Killing Floor is one of theirs. And yeah. I can't remember the other one. It's a
Il Stromovich, World War Realistic FPS. Shoot until you die. Look shoot at those iron sights.
But,
that game.
That game's really interesting. It's a first person puzzle game where instead of carrying a gun, you're carrying this like magnetic tool. And, that sounds weird, doesn't it? And, it actually controls whether you're holding on to, like, you can attract this large ball, and it's all about positioning the ball and yourself in certain positions to open up gates. It's that kind of puzzle game. So, but it was kind of cool. I really liked that one. The last two are probably the highlights. Saturday Morning RPG.
Yay. Which,
I don't know if you've heard this. Have you heard of this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You explained it to me yesterday.
I did. Cool. Yeah. This is a straight up old school, looks like shit, sprite based RPG. And it uses all of the classic RPG cliches in like special moves and stuff like that. Because like you'll have, you know, tap really hard to power up and stuff like that. Dude turns Super Saiyan and it's really, really fucked up. It's got like, it's every crazy 80s TV show, video game, movie reference you can think of, it's in there. It's like
I like this.
You start out as like this little wimpy kid, and it's like his girlfriend gets kidnapped, and he goes, "I will beat you because evil will never win," and it's really cheesy, and he gets his ass kicked, and then the wizard, literally like from the movie, the wizard. It's the Lucas character from the wizard, and he's got the power glove on. He comes down and says, and he gives you the weapon that will help you save your girlfriend. And it's a fucking trapper keeper. Oh, I shit you not. And you can like change out the cover to increase your stats and stuff like that. But you put stickers on it and the stickers are your special moves. And like one of the special moves as an example is, Michael Jackson's glove, and a spotlight comes on you and you like, you do moonwalk over to the enemy and you hit him with your fist and it paralyzes him. And then you moonwalk back and that's the attack. And like they get you a basketball and you throw the basketball and it sets guys on fire. And so it's like NBA Jam reference and just lots of really fun, really cool references in this game. And, really had a good time with it. And like one of the weapons is Optimus Prime and you transform into Rig and you run the guys over. It's really fun. Check it out. It's interesting.
You can unleash nostalgic powers on your foes.
That is right. Is that correct.
Fruit Stripe? I'm looking at screenshots. I saw the unicorns from Fruit Stripe Gum.
That may be accurate. I am not 100% sure.
Oh my god. Okay.
But I know that the wizard says that he loves playing with power. Just saying. And that power shit? And that power is so bad. Just like the power glove. But, yeah, the other one that I wanted to, the last one, The Secret of Universe Alpha, which is the best way I can describe is it's a Starship Zelda game. So you're in a little ship.
I'm listening.
And yeah, you're in a little ship and you're roaming it's a 2D world that you're looking at like this isometric view. And it's actually a twin stick shooter in that respect. So the right stick is controlling which way you shoot. And you go into like these portals and they transport you into dungeons. And you navigate the dungeon and you find an item and then you fight a boss and then that you need that item to fight and then you leave. And you go on to the next one. So I've only gotten through like the first two dungeons because they're pretty small and I think they're just more numerous. But, it's pretty cool, and I think that's going to be one of my purchases for sure because it's a very unique concept. So I would highly suggest if you have an Ouya to check that one out. But yeah, that is the extent of my Ouya, and I think that was enough. That was probably about 20 minutes of Ouya talk. But But yeah, I mean it's a pretty cool device. It's not too bad,
dude.
Needs a little work. It's $100. I literally just downloaded an emulator, so I'll talk about, I'll be able to talk about that a little bit more next week.
That might be the price of admission right there.
Yeah. And then, there's also an Android, like, space MMO called Vendetta Online, and that's on the Ouya too, so I downloaded that too, and I want to give that a shot. So, I tried it on my Nexus, and I didn't like it because of the on-screen controls, so maybe, trying out on a controller will make a difference. So we'll see.
Could be.
But
I'm still tripping balls over this Fruit Stripe gum, dude.
Dude, you need to try that game. It is fun. And it's on iOS, too, so Jeff can get it. But, yeah, it's pretty neat.
Well, I mean, he has one of those devices. I don't think he plays anything on there.
Yeah, I don't really play anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, I'm trying to think if I've played anything else. And I don't think I have. I think that's pretty much it.
All right.
So, yeah.
I've been playing with the Oculus Rift an awful lot.
Really?
Oh, yeah? How's that?
It's pretty fucking cool, actually. It's strange. Like, I hate 3D movies an awful lot. Like, I get a headache almost instantaneously, but I don't with this. And
yeah, because it actually is, your eye is actually looking at its own screen.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to it, like, as like the polarizing, glasses or what that would,
right,
like flip back and forth between screens. It's probably a much better experience with the 3D.
Well, there are some people in the office that don't mind 3D so much, but they put this on and their stomach started churning.
Oh, really?
Like they hated it.
Yeah,
it's like,
I've heard different things
off of me. So yeah, it's mixed results as far as that's concerned, but
yeah, I am definitely interested.
When that thing's working, man, it is pretty fucking cool. Like, Team Fortress 2. I really like that because it puts all the UI elements, you know, your health, mm-hmm. you know, bullets and stuff. All that is, you know, kept static, but then everything else is completely 3D and you don't aim with your head. I mean, it's really just like mouse look movement. You know, you still have to aim with, you know, the mouse and whatnot, or the right stick if you have that hooked up. So.
Okay.
Super cool stuff. Yeah, I've tried out a ton of different demos, and this could be fucking awesome. I can't wait.
I am very, very curious. Very curious.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, granted, it's super low resolution. Like, you know, once you pop that thing in your head, I mean, the Oculus Rift has like a native resolution of like 1280 by 800. I think that's what the official is. But when you strap it on your fucking head, it looks like a 320 by 240. You know.
Oh, okay. So you're just seeing a small window of the actual screen?
Kind of, sort of.
That's
you know,
weird.
It scales it down, but then the resolution is super low as well. So you see like every fucking pixel and each pixel looks like it's, you know, like a foot in length. Okay, that's huge exaggeration.
You can I get what you're talking about though.
But apparently, yeah, the retail units are gonna have the resolution upped considerably. We'll see. But
we'll see. Those things are going to run like $300, man. So we'll see what happens.
Even as is, I think that might be worth it. It's really cool.
Okay.
I hate 3D and I love the Oculus Rift.
I want to see the support though first before I jump on board with that. Cause I will happily get one. You know, I think it's an interesting device, but I want to see what kind of support they get from it. So cool. Anything else?
Don't know. I can say that Jason broke my Skype by sending me that image.
Oops.
It's frozen. That's fine.
Sorry.
Can we get into news then?
Yeah, let's move on to some news.
It's really only kind of, we only got like, what, two news items?
I have a few. I have a few that I brought up, but mine are going to be super quick, so.
Yeah, mine are quick. One is, Rayman Legends is going to be coming to the Vita day one with, 360 PS3
which is
and the Wii
very
U,
cool. I think
it's awesome. Yeah, I think that might be my
that might be the version to get.
Comes out.
Yeah, that might be the version to get. And now the big question.
I wouldn't say it's the version to get for everybody, but for I just think those games are fun on portables.
So well, yeah, I think that's probably the main reason that I would say that, and plus the fact that it's the one that would actually have the game that has the possibility of having the gameplay exactly the way it is in the Wii U.
Because
you could have used the touchscreen. So the question that I have is, are they going to allow cross-controller support now that they have it for the Vita? So we'll have to see if that works out.
Like, what if you use a PS3?
Like, using the Vita as a controller for your PS3.
Oh. So, why would you ever want to do that?
Because it would work like the Wii U. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Oh. So if you had, like, the PS3 version or whatever?
Yeah. So the PS3 version would work like the Wii U.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We'll see.
Cool. And the other one is President Sony came out and said that all PS4 games will have remote play on Vita.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, I guess it's cool. I will never use that.
There's kind of a stipulation there.
Well, and that's the ones that use like the
minus PSI
and stuff.
Minus PSI.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess that's kind of cool. I will honestly probably never use that.
Really?
I've tried out the role play once on the with the PSP, and I was like, this is kind of cool.
The PSP remote play is shit, though, dude. You know,
I'll play my Vita. If I'm away, I'll play my Vita games on my Vita.
Homies, that Gaikai.
Yeah, I'm actually. I don't think I would use it often, but I can see it being. I can see it being somewhat usable in cases when I'm in the house and I can't access the TV.
It depends on the button structure too. Like, I mean, like, again, Glenn brought this up in a conversation. Like, analogs don't click in, so that takes away two buttons. It's only got the two shoulder buttons. So some games simply just, they can add them in maybe with a touch screen.
Yeah,
stuff,
back touchpad gets separated into quadrants, and the four quadrants are the four missing buttons.
But that would be up to the developer to do that, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not, though. It's not up to the developer to do that, because Sony is going to build into the system it's going to build in the software that will move it to the Vita. So all the controls will map automatically. At least that's the way I would think. I have a feeling that's what they're doing, because that if they're going to mandate it, they obviously have some awesome software support to do it. So.
But I guess the Gaikai shit would be kind of cool, but then again, that's not really using remote play per se, though, would it?
No, they're utilizing the Gaikai technology for the remote play to make it more accurate.
Faster.
Yeah, make it faster. Right.
So. Gotcha.
Gaikai.
That Gaikai shite. But the other thing that I wanted to bring up with this particular news story is this kind of supports the thought that we had talked about before about a PS4 Vita pack-in.
It also supports my prediction on the prediction show that the Vita is going to be the second screen for PS4.
Yeah, but yes. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's like they would have to pack it in with every single one for it to be that. To do.
Mm-hmm. Just let me have one fucking victory.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong.
I'm just saying that one check mark.
Yeah, I'm saying that that's a stipulation. They would have to pack it in with everything. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think there will be at least one. Hey,
it works
that
for Sly Cooper, right? Sly Cooper 3. That's got the Vita as a second screen where you can find secrets and stuff with the Vita. You put your Vita up.
Does it?
TV screen, and it shows you where secrets are on the map.
Yep. I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
I'm telling you, homies.
That's good. That's cool. All right, I've got just really, really quick ones to go through. Limbo, which is a game that we all very much liked.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
I was going to say a little stipulation here why it's not that awesome, but go ahead.
A little stipulation why it's not that awesome.
Not the game, but go ahead. Finish what we're going
to
say.
It's coming to the Vita on June 4th. Why is it not that awesome?
For $15.
For 15. Well, that's how much? Oh, yeah. That's how much it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, like 4 years ago, or like 3 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. I get what you're saying, though. It definitely is a little bit too high considering.
I mean, if you haven't played it, it's still worth it. I still think it's worth $15 for sure, but that would have been something I would have been like, I'm going to get that just to replay it on the Vita. Then it's like $15. I'm not paying $15 again. But, I mean, it's a Vita game. We all know in 2 months it's going to be free on PS Plus anyway. So.
Maybe. So on PS3, what was the first really, really good PSN game?
Lair. What?
PSN game.
PSN game? PSN game. Calling All... Really good?
Yeah.
Calling All Cars? No, I wouldn't even say that was really good.
Q-Bert.
Don't say anything. It's original game, obviously, right?
It is an original game.
If you say Flower, I will smack you.
Well, Flow came first, but no, I'm not talking about Flower or Flow.
Yeah, okay. Well, Flow was... I didn't like Flow at all.
Yeah.
Flower had some...
It is also the first game to ever have trophies.
Stardust.
Yeah, Super Stardust HD.
Yeah, Super Stardust.
Apparently a spiritual successor is coming to the PS4, which is pretty cool news for me because I love that game.
Define spiritual successor. Is it a twin-stick
shooter? I am not going to have that conversation.
Because I think twin-stick shooter maybe came before Super Stardust. Anyway.
Twin-stick shooter came before Super Stardust.
What do you mean?
Let's move on.
Okay.
Never mind.
Is it? I'm confused.
I am too. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, why is it a spiritual successor to Stardust? Developer?
It's made by the same developer. Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
We're good. We're on the same page.
And the last one is something that only I care about. Level 5 is making 3 mobile role-playing games that are coming to iOS and Android.
Hell yeah.
Everyone else can say who gives a shit, but I love that shit.
I don't give a fuck.
And that's all the news I've got, so.
Cool. All right, well, let's take a fucking break
let's take a break after part one. If you guys haven't noticed, this has been probably the most difficult first half of a show we've ever had.
They haven't noticed because it's completely seamless. I've done an amazing editing job.
Perfect editing job. No one will notice a damn thing.
It hasn't taken us 2.5 days to get.
two and a half days, four parts. Worth of a bunch of Decepticons taking over Atlanta. It's been a lot of shit going on.
Like Daft Punk remixes.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about...
Hopefully we'll come back. Who knows?
Hopefully we're going to come back at one point or another, and we're going to talk about things that we've started doing newly. Games we've started playing that are new this gen.
Or just habits, yeah.
And habits, gaming habits that are new this gen, and things that we've kind of phased out this gen. And then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, maybe. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Toodles.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back. Part 5.
Part 5. 3 days later, part 5. Yeah, so long story, but we're not going to get into it. Just all the smoke and mirrors is going to stay away, is going to stay, in place. Today we are talking about, things that we have played, like things that we've adopted that are new in this generation and things that we've phased out that are in this generation. So, we did get a couple of emails for this. So I want to make sure that we go through those first and, then we can comment on them and then we can talk about our new stuff and phased out stuff.
Sounds good to me.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we got two emails. Who wants to take them?
Hey, I'll jump in.
All right. Go for it.
Hey guys, Xantham Gun here. Funny enough, my answer to both what I have phased in and phased out this gen is, first person shooters. I was never a PC gamer. And while I played one or two FPS games previously, this gen was when I really got into the genre. But now I'm pretty much burnt out on FPSs in general. It just seems like PS3 and Xbox are flooded with them to the point that I've probably missed out on some good experiences, because playing through another FPS just doesn't appeal to me right now. I found myself gravitating more towards RPG-style games as the gen has worn on. Skyrim, Dragon's Dogma, Monster Hunter, and the like are games I never would have considered playing until recently, but I found to be immensely enjoyable. Keep up the good work, guys. Xanthan Gunn.
Thank you, Xanthan.
Thank you, dude.
I can see
He's getting into games that have more bang for the buck. And he's phasing out ones that have less. Unless it's like multiplayer.
I was
going to
say, it depends if you have multiplayer. Yeah, multiplayer can last very, very long.
That's true. But like the ones that he mentioned, Skyrim, Dragon's Dogma, Monster Hunter, those are all games that you could easily put 100 hours in, I would say. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure about Dragon's Dogma, but Skyrim and Monster Hunter.
The same goes for first-person shooters there, if you really get into multiplayer.
If it's an online multiplayer game, but from
which most are, I think.
Call of Duty crowd.
But from a single-player perspective. It could be a situation where it's like, hey, I want this to be my me time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your me time is better spent in like an RPG style game compared to a shooter, in my opinion.
So, if you like that stuff, yeah.
Yep.
Like I would not buy Monster Hunter or Dragon's Dogma.
You would not like Monster Hunter.
Oh, I know
even
that
a little
for
bit.
Sure.
But Skyrim, you did like.
I love Skyrim. Yeah, I like Skyrim. Yeah,
Skyrim
I like
is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
I guess like I kind of agree. Like this is a really long generation, so it'd be easy to phase in and phase out something. And
yeah, no doubt.
First person shooter is definitely one of them. But I go through the same thing. If I play too much of something, I'll kind of phase out for a bit, but
and
I'll
then
come
you
back
can bring
to
it back.
It. Yeah. So I can't say I completely phased out any kind of genre. I don't think that this generation. Anyway, unless someone reminds me of something that I'm not thinking of, but I can totally see that though. A lot of first-person shooters this generation,
no doubt. Lots of good ones too, though.
Oh fuck yeah!
I'll say that.
There's definitely a number of them that because I'm normally not an FPS guy, but there's been quite a few that I've picked up and really, really enjoyed.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
One more.
All right,
Jeff. Do you want to read it? Or do you want me to read it? All right, go for it.
What has been new for me this current generation has been introduction of achievements. I've always considered myself a completionist, but now having a record of such accomplishments to share just fuels the fire even more. This has even gotten me to play games I would never have known about or considered in previous generations. What I miss about previous generations is cheat codes. Most of these have been taken away because of achievements, and after completing a game, it was fun to just screw around in God mode or whatever. Heart you guys, Amy.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's like, a really good answer.
Game
actually,
Genie and Play Action Replay or Action Replay, those two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I used some of those for some games just because I was done with that game. Mm-hmm. Like Final Fantasy X, I just got to the point where I was like, done with you. Let's just cheat my ass off and fill up my, you know, whatever the hell it was called, the sphere grid or whatever. And I'm just going to try and beat this game, which I still never did. But that's
same
a very good
time,
point.
Though, that was something that was phased out, not to the users. Like it just happened. That was just something that outside of like personally what someone would have phased in and phased out, because both achievements were introduced and cheat codes just went away, just entirely.
Well, that's the thing. It's like cheat codes did pretty much go away, and they went away for the most part even longer ago than last generation.
Yeah.
But like that action replay and the game sharks and stuff like that, they were around last generation and they're really not this gen.
No, what I'm saying is though, it's out of the person's control. It's not something that a personal player would phase out. That's something that was just the the evolution of how games have gone has phased
I see what
that
you're
in.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing.
And in reality, I don't even know if the new systems will work with that kind of stuff. I think that kind of stuff is blocked, and that's why we haven't seen it.
It could be.
Sure.
I mean, what's it called? I had for Dreamcast that emulator that played Metal Gear Solid for PlayStation on my Dreamcast and Gran Turismo 4. I think it's called Bleem. Yeah,
that's right.
That shit would never go down like today. There's no way.
No way.
Actually, I think it probably barely did then, too. It probably got run off the market pretty quick.
Very true. It was never around for very long.
No,
that's for
sure. I just remember picking those up when they were available at EB, and then that's all I cared about.
Yeah. Her first point about achievements and stuff, I mean, that stuff wasn't around last gen, but I kind of equate that to score chasing to an extent. Yeah. That's kind of where I put the achievement, you know, trying to go for achievements right now. It kind of does add to that score chasing feel.
And overall score chasing, too. You don't have to be mm-hmm. logged into, like, one game, you know?
Right, right. Cool. What about you guys? Who's first?
That is, you go first, Chris.
Okay. Well, I mean, things that I've been playing this gen that I haven't played in past gens, 100% most definitely shooters, mm-hmm. Of the first person or the third person variety, whichever. Especially first person. I've gone through at least half a dozen first person shooters in this generation, whereas before this generation, I've gone through one. And that one was Disruptor on the PlayStation. Yeah. And that was Insomniac, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
we've talked about that one before. Yeah. So, I mean, on this gen, I've played, you know, a number of third person shooters. When you think about Gears 1 and 2, Lost Planet, you know, now I'm playing Defiance and, you know, I have Halo Reach. I just got Halo 4. I've never played a Halo before that. Mm-hmm. You know, I played Resistance. I have Killzone 2. So definitely shooters for things that I've actually started playing in this generation. And you know, and I don't know, I think it's more of a situation where I'm starting to appreciate the, single player of those, but it's also a situation that I would never buy these games day one at this point. For a single player experience only, I guess I should say. So like, it's kind of what I'm battling with the release of the next gen systems. Hmm. It's like, if the next gen systems come out and PS4 comes out, will I end up buying Killzone? And I keep going back to the thought.
Well, you will, because there's not going to be a lot of, first party stuff for either console. Like,
right. But that's the thing. It's like, I don't know if I can justify paying $60 for that particular single player experience when I know I probably won't play online. So I guess it really depends on if people can convince me. If it has like a co-op, I'll probably jump on.
3 did.
But.
So maybe this
one. Yeah. Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually haven't played 3 yet. So, but yeah, I may or may not get it. And then of course Borderlands and, you know, that kind of stuff too. But, yeah, so that's very new for me. Things that I phased out, racing games. I don't play any racers anymore. It's like I have Gran Turismo 1 through 4. I had no interest in 5. I tried to play,
You bought that one game, Hot Pursuit, but I'm not sure how much you actually played it. Or did you buy it?
That's the thing. Yeah, I did buy Hot Pursuit. Honestly, the only racing games this generation that I've really played has been Ridge Racer.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I barely played Burnout Paradise even. And I love that game. I think it's awesome. But I barely played it. And I really just don't understand. I don't know why. You know, it's like, I put it in and it's like, I feel like I could be playing other experiences. You mm-hmm. know, I don't know why it is that I can't get into racing games anymore, but you know, they just don't feel like they have the same draw for me.
You just don't have the need, Chris.
I don't have the need for speed. It's just not there anymore. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that's where I've got to put it. So I never thought that's something I never even thought about until this came up. And I was like, wow, I really don't play racers anymore, you know? And I'm looking at Gran Turismo 6 like, wow, that looks really good. I would never play it. So I probably won't end up buying it. So
fair enough.
It's pretty unusual for me. Like if you would, if me from 10 years ago would have, you know, if I would have told that me that I was considering buying Killzone, but not Gran Turismo 6,
slap yourself.
I probably would have called myself crazy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's kind of where I'm at right now. So it's weird.
One thing I've phased out for sure is playing multiplayer games with randoms that aren't fighting games. Like, early in this generation, and of course last generation, I would come home from work or, you know, on the weekends and see if any of my friends were online. But if they weren't online, I'd still be like, you know what? I'm going to play some Halo 2, or I'm going to play some Rainbow Six Vegas, Rainbow Six 3 or something like that. And I would jump online and literally play for, you know, quite a while, even meet some like new friends on there that add you to like your friends list or whatever. And I did that at the beginning of this generation, but I'd say over the past couple years, I don't play any of those games against randoms without being in like a party of people I know. Unless fighting games, I'll do it every once in a while if I'm waiting for people to come online to play, or if I just want to get in a few matches, because that I find a little bit different, because I don't have to rely on teammates, and most of the people that play don't use microphones and shit anymore, so I'm not going to have to worry about people yelling crazy dumb shit in my ear. But yeah, I don't do a lot of online multiplayer anymore. That's not with like in a party on Xbox or with people I know on PSN. It just doesn't really happen. And that's
yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, at first I was like, I should really be taking more advantage of this, but I'm like, no. I'll look at the games on my wall. I'll be like, I barely touch Killzone 3 multiplayer. Main reason why is because by the time we got Killzone 3, a lot of the Retroids community
had already played it.
Yeah, they've already gone by it, and then I only want to play with people that I know on my friends list. So.
I think the guys over at Abandoned Gamer still play it.
Yeah, I think they do. They bring it back every once in a while. I should probably actually talk to Joel about that.
Yeah.
That one thing that I've phased out, I wouldn't say 100%, but like 99%, I would say is 3D fighting games. I used to buy every fucking Soul Calibur. Any Tekken that I had a console for, I would usually get those. Virtual Fighter. And this generation, I bought Soul Calibur 4, but that was really early. And Dead or Alive, the Dead or Alive games 4 and 5. And I don't think that's it. I think we got the review copy of Tekken 6, which I had that for a bit, but I didn't buy Virtual Fighter 5 until it became free on PS Plus. And I used to love, I put love in quotation marks, you guys can't see it, but because that's kind of where the transition went from 2D fighters back in the day, and now that I went back to 2D fighters, I realize that I probably never should have went to 3D fighters to begin with. So, yeah.
See, and it's funny because I actually was thinking about that, and that's probably one that I can do, exactly what Xanthan Gunn did. It's like, what did you get into this gen? Fighting games. Phased out fighting games. You know, it's like, I was more into fighting games in this generation than any previous.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know right now they're not going to work for me because I have two kids and just don't have the time to invest in them. But, I put more hours into Street Fighter 4 probably than any other fighter that I played previously combined. You know, that's how much more into it I was. A lot of that it has to do with, you know, the people I played games with too. I mean, playing with you guys, you know, it made sense to jump into that stuff. And I miss playing with you guys, playing fighting games with you guys, but it's just like, I know that with the type of person I am, just jumping in a casual situation when you guys get more time with it, it wouldn't be fun with me because I would continuously get my ass handed to me and I would just get frustrated with it.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, it's really not fun. Part, so, yeah.
I think that's why we kind of latched onto PlayStation All-Stars because it was equal footing for everybody. Yeah. It was easy to get into.
And even if someone did have a lot of practice.
A couple weeks and then no one played it anymore. It was like that.
I'd love to play that.
We should, man. We actually stuck to that. It was at least our like warm up for Fight Night Thursdays a few weeks in a row. And it was just awesome because nobody was dominating anybody. And it was just a lot of fun. Yeah. And then it just kind of stopped doing that.
Yeah.
I think I mostly got frustrated with that one. This is just
with
a
All-Star?
Quick aside, but the networking.
Oh, like, yeah.
It was a pain. I don't want to say it was super laggy, but just like connecting and people would constantly get dropped.
Yeah, it was
just
a pain.
Really interrupt the flow.
Really I really hope that Sony fixes that shit with the next system.
Sure they will.
I mean, it sounds like they have, but yeah, there was a whole, I was looking at a message board today and there was a thread about, someone was complaining again. It's like the one thing that everybody complains about, that they didn't want to pay for live. And I'm like, you know what? I had no problem paying for live considering how much better the online experience is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was put. But he also, you know, his point, he was talking about like the things that were behind a paywall that you already pay for, like Netflix.
Yeah.
And I 100% agree
that
with that.
That should not be behind
That should not be behind a paywall. But, you know, if me paying you $4 or $5 a month is going to make my online experience that much better, as much better, like, I mean, Xbox Live is still significantly better. Yeah, it is. And, you know, I would not be 100% against it.
No.
But you would have to show me that it's a significant difference. Yeah. And damn it, Microsoft, get rid of those fucking ads.
That's the thing. There's the ad. Well, the ads don't bother me. You just ignore them. They're whatever. That's fine. It's just the whole pay to play online thing. I don't care. Keep an Xbox Live. Again, we're going on a tangent here. Keep the charge. That's fine. I don't care what you put behind that paywall. And all they have to do is take away the free to play online thing. And that's going to hopefully change everyone's perception of what Xbox Live is. Because if they can keep the same quality and have the adoption rate that Xbox Live has had since it's been released, then they're still fine. And I mean, what they're saying is true, that multiple accounts will be able to use one Xbox Gold account on the new Xbox, that's a step in the right direction. So, but not quite all the way there yet.
Yeah. It really depends on how that gets handled. And we never went back and really talked about that because, you know, we mentioned like a family plan on the episode mm-hmm. that we were talking about that. And we don't know if that's accurate or not right now. I mean,
we have no idea.
Some things have saying that and some things have debunked that. And it's like, we really don't know where that is, but I would be much more for it if it was like, you pay for Live on this system.
And that system,
and
has
regardless
gold.
Of how many that system has gold, regardless of who's logged into it. I think that is a good compromise.
And that leads me into the other thing I was going to say for the topic is, I don't even know if this is phasing in. I think it's more of a phase in or phase out, but my reliability or my reliance on online has come to the point where it's almost obsessive, where, like, we talked about this lots of times with the Wii, and I find that if I'm not online and I can't see what all my friends are doing and just have the, you know, chance I can just pop in and be like, hey, you want to play something? I feel like I'm disconnected from everything. And that never would be a problem. Even at the beginning of this generation, I'd be playing a single player game, be like, oh, you know what? I'm not even going to take my Ethernet cord, so I'm just going to play this. And now it's like, I have to have everything on. Even if I'm playing like God of War Ascension, and I'm like, you know what? My internet cord's connected to my Xbox right now, but just in case, I'm throwing into my PS3 while I play this, even though I'm playing a single player game. And that's kind of a bad thing in a way, because it's like I just feel kind of naked without an internet connection with my shit. Even playing like Vita now has that, so that's cool. So it's not like PSP. I can check my PSN list anytime I want to. 3DS is kind of like that, not really. It's weird. It's a stupid, stupid thing, and I know I'm not the only one who has it. I know a lot of other people are the same way. They feel like if they're not connected online, it's like, why am I doing this? Which is so stupid. Yeah. Dumb.
At least you realize that.
Oh, I know. I knew that right when I got a Wii. I was like, not right when I got a Wii, but like when I stopped playing the Wii, I was like, what was the main reason I'm not freaking playing this? Because I'm sitting there playing whatever, but I feel like I could be missing out on something. That's like the worst insecurity ever to have when you're a video game player. It's just like, what the hell? So stupid. Anyway, Jason.
Have you ever been embarrassed to play anything?
Like,
and have people see it? Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Yeah, that would. I'm more embarrassed. I'm not sure what my Netflix thing is set for. So some things I watch on Netflix, I'm like, can people see what exactly? Like, barely legal.
No, I don't think they can.
They can't.
Okay, good.
If you're watching normal videos, like through the Xbox Store or whatever, I think those may show up by default, but there is a privacy setting.
I don't have that setting, though. Do you have to turn it on manually?
Yeah.
People might know I'm watching Beverly Hills 90210 or something. That I sometimes worry about. I have to change the privacy. Anyway, go ahead, Jason.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the online thing, you know, just by default has forced me to play a lot more like multiplayer games, I think. On the flip side to that, I've definitely, and this is by design as well, we've seen a decrease in like split screen multiplayer games, which I'm super sad about. So that's forced me to be more social and more connected. And like Jeff, like one of the first things I do when I hop online is I check and see what everybody else is playing.
Really?
Shit like that.
I do that too.
It's a dumb habit, but it's like it's really, you know, it's a ritual.
It'll change what I do. Like I'll literally go online to play something totally different. Like I'll be online, I'm gonna play some Tomb Raider, and I'll say, oh, Jason's playing Injustice. So I'll just mess Jamie. Are you playing Injustice?
Bradley plays him Injustice.
Yeah, all right, no.
Sorry, Laura. I'm going to have to put the boobs aside.
Exactly. And that never happened before. I never used to do that.
In terms of genres that I've kind of shied away from, I think RPGs, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I was a huge RPG fan back in the day, you know, 16-bit era. But I don't know if it's been dwindling because of my interest or, like, I'm getting older and I can't devote as much time, but it just seems like...
It's probably a little of both.
Yeah.
And it's probably the availability of competition in fighting games now, because that's where your heart lies, really, is in fighting games, it seems to me, anyway.
It's not necessarily where I have the most fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, the fighting games are a way of life, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's not, what,
it's
I
not
want,
a game,
what I play Chris. When I want to just, like, sit down and relax and enjoy myself, you know? So it's different as far as that's concerned, but,
okay.
Like, I just recently picked up the Onimusha series, like, super cheap.
Yep.
Just found a draw to that game for whatever reason. And it's been nice kind of being off the grid, just playing that on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
And not having to worry about, you know, if people are going to judge me for playing that game.
Well, I only played the first Onimusha, but I enjoyed that.
I think they're good. But, yeah. Sometimes the always connected... always being able to be communicated to, that's kind of unnerving to me sometimes, but I've grown so dependent upon it. But, back to the RPGs thing. You're right. It's probably a little bit of both, a little bit of time, but maybe the genre has gotten a little stagnant as well.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we're definitely seeing the rise of multiplayer and, you know, online games, and that doesn't really lend well to role-playing games at all. So that's why we're seeing so many first-person shooters and shit like that.
And in reality, we're also seeing more of a rise of the Western RPGs compared to what used to be just Japanese, a Japanese-dominated genre. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing a lot more Western RPGs, and those are holding most of our interest a lot more, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you played through the Mass Effect games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you play through Skyrim? I don't remember.
Not entirely through.
Not entirely, but you played it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Fallout and stuff like that. So, you know, it's those Western RPGs. I think from that aspect, it's a subject matter thing. And, you know, that's more our style.
That, and I think I just realized I suck at them. I had the same thing. Like, at the beginning, I bought Enchanted Arms, Lost Odyssey, the Tales game that came out for 360. There's something on PS3 I bought too. I bought Final Fantasy 13 because it was Final Fantasy. But, I have not really, I would usually buy those games all the time just because I feel like I felt a need, like I should be playing these games because so many people love them. And I just could not really get into them. And I just kind of gave up. Like, I would have totally bought art style aside, which I didn't like, I totally would have got something like, the fuck was that game? You guys, it came out for PS3 a few months back.
You know,
that's it. Yeah, like something like that. Like, then again, I didn't get Blue Dragon because of the same kind of art style. But I would have got any kind of like JRPG because I was like a Sega dude growing up, and we had nothing that was very, very good outside of Phantasy Star, and I always wanted like the Square Enix type games and, you know, the Tales games shit, Persona, and I never bought Persona 4. I bought 3, and I think I realized this isn't for me. But every time I hear someone talk about 4, I see 4. I'm like, I feel like I need to play that, and I just kind of gave up.
Yeah, honestly, it's like with all the RPGs that have come out this generation, the only two Japanese RPGs that I can think that I've gotten through were Final Fantasy 13 and Ni No Kuni. I think those are the only two. Everything else has been like, yeah, this is really fun. And then I just stopped. You know, Lost Odyssey, really good game. I thought it was great. I got through the first disc and I just kind of stopped, you know, and that's kind of the way it was for most of them. They didn't really hold my interest nearly as much. Final Fantasy 13 was more of that, okay, it's going to get better at this point. That's what they're telling me. It's going to get better. And by the time I got to that point, it was like, well, now I'm just going to finish it. So that was more of like, I'm going to be honest. I enjoyed the gameplay a lot and I have my issues with that game, but I don't feel like it was a wasted amount of time. But you know, Ni No Kuni held my attention and that was the only one that did. So between that and Final Fantasy 13, every other Japanese RPG that I've played just didn't really hold my attention. So
yeah,
all the Western ones do, like all the Mass Effect games, Fallout, fucking Skyrim, which I never thought I would like, but you guys convinced me to buy, so.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like Oblivion at all, remember? I tried to go back to that like three times. So.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other shit. I never want to play a fighting game with a pad again.
I can see that. Actually, I'm the same way now.
I'm kind of screwed because Killer Instinct is actually true. And if the sticks will not work on the new Xbox, then
fuck? That's going to suck so bad.
You're going to have to buy a new stick, possibly. Or there might be converters.
I'm hoping there'll be a decent converter sometime soon.
I think we'll know a lot more about that next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
That's about it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Probably other. I used to always try to beat the games I bought, but then again, starting the podcast and everything, I was basically buying like as much shit as I could afford. Stop really beating everything. Trying to change that though. Doing all right this year.
I take back what I said slightly because I did beat the Valkyria Chronicles games, but those are very different.
I wouldn't consider those. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really do that. So, but, yeah. Cool. Huh. Are we good?
I'm good. I think so, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next gen here. I'm not looking forward to getting rid of everything that I missed this gen.
Yeah.
Hopefully I won't have to do that, but.
Yeah, that's.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right. Let's see what's coming out next week. What do you guys think?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, there's not too much out this week. First up, we have Remember Me for PC, 360, and PS3. Now, this is that Capcom sci-fi memory something action-y game. Actually, kind of surprised it's coming out this week. I haven't heard much about it on the preview side of things, but I think the initial reveal stuff looked kind of good, so could be interesting. Now, it looks like on the XBLA, we're getting something called State of Decay. It appears to have a zombie in the picture, so it's probably some sort of zombie game. Hooray! Also on Xbox Live Arcade and the PC is the Penny Arcade Adventures on the Rainslick Precipice of Darkness, Episode 4.
Oh, I didn't realize I didn't know.
Yeah, so that'll wrap that series up. And PSP is getting Class of Heroes 2.
Wait, PSP is that, getting?
I can't remember who makes it, but it's Gaijinworks are translating it. Yeah, it's been a long time coming for that one. So it could be worth checking out. I believe that's only downloaded, though, which is probably fine.
There's
Marvel Heroes is coming out. This is a free-to-play Diablo type of thing, but with Marvel characters. I played very, very briefly in the beta, and it was okay, I guess.
All right.
I don't know if you like Marvel. Could be worth a look. And that looks like it for most of the big stuff. There is an interesting indie game coming out next week, and that is Gunpoint on the PC. It's sort of a stealth puzzle game where you play sort of an agent or a detective kind of guy, but you can rewire circuits in buildings to sort of, you know, sneak past guards and do crazy little Rube Goldberg Home Alone-esque shenanigans by, like, you know, wiring electronic doors up to light switches, so when the guard tries to turn the lights on, he smacks himself in the face with the door, that sort of shenanigans.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a demo out, and it's actually pretty fun, so it could be worth a look. And that'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
Good
stuff. So, pick of the week.
Tough to say. So I've been playing Remember Me a little bit, and I can't really sign off. Yeah, we talked about that. That was like a week ago.
Before the embargo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's not getting the greatest scores, but it's not the worst game in the world. I have personal nitpicks with it, in that a lot of the gameplay mechanics are just not my cup of tea. A lot of Uncharted-esque platforming and the combat itself is a little stiff.
A little
Yeah, a little That's about all I can say. I love the environments. I love the aesthetics and everything. It's not a bad-looking game by any means, but not a lot of substance there. But seriously, if you're super interested, you know, and you like those kinds of games, the combat feels a little like, the Arkham games, the Batman games, but a little less free-form, I guess. A little more stiff. That might be my pick. I haven't really played too much else. The Marvel Heroes stuff is pretty fun if you like Diablo games. Lots of fan service there. So if you're,
is it more like Diablo, like picking up loot, or is it more like Marvel Ultimate Alliance type game?
No, it's definitely more Diablo style. Lots of loot. And you're going to want to put money into that game, probably about $20 for like a starter pack, because they give you some bare bones stuff and it's hard to accrue new characters and shit. So, but yeah, it's free to play.
That's cool.
Straight out of the gate. It's not bad. Like it's pretty well polished. It's fun to play.
All right. I'm going to go with, Class of Heroes 2, because, you know, as you said, it is being translated by Gundamworks, and, they actually had a pretty cool, a little pre-order setup. That's what we were just talking about, Japanese RPGs and how I'm not really getting into them. And here I'm talking about buying one. They had a little pre-order special where if you bought it, you get the day one digital and then they send you a digital, a physical copy as well.
Very cool.
And I think that was like $30.
Is that the one you can't play though?
Class of Heroes?
Yeah. Class of Heroes or Clash of Heroes?
It's Class of Heroes, I believe.
Okay. Because I
think that's what he said.
I thought that was the one that you couldn't play. I could be wrong. That the puzzle game that was like medieval.
Oh no! That was a
That was Clash.
Might and Magic. Yeah, I think that was Clash of Heroes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was Might and Magic game. But yeah, this is a sequel to a JRPG called Class of Heroes 2. But yeah, there is a physical version, but you had to do the pre-order special on the Gungeonworks website. So I did do that, so I should be able to, you know, get that next week at one point or another. So
We'll probably go with the Marvel thing, I guess, because it's free. I'm personally not gonna probably pick up.
That sounds pretty cool, to be honest with you.
But. I should say this week, tomorrow.
Nah, that's right, tomorrow.
Or today, cool. If you're listening to this.
Should we move on to some voicemail?
Yeah,
totally.
I have a couple. So, Jeff, I don't know if we have any.
Yeah, we have a couple.
If you want to look those up,
might as well.
Okay, you want to do those first real quick before I do the voicemail?
Yeah, I can do that. Get your voicemails ready while I get my Twitters ready.
Okay, well, I have it ready, right, so why don't I play a voicemail? All right, sounds good. Here we go.
What's going on, Interactive Distractions? This is Mel Pachin. Your, I guess, substitute ideas man for a while you guys think of some new things for topics. I thought of one.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think of stuff, and I think this would be a good thing to talk about. And, but yeah, here it is. well, considering like, what was it, like maybe 6 months ago, maybe more than that, like I gave out the idea like, oh, what's your top games of this generation, even though this generation isn't over? Cause I was saying like the only big games you probably need to care about for the rest of this year is, Bioshock Infinite and, The Last of Us, which is probably true, but, we'll see about that. If there's anything else, it's gonna be legendary. Well, DMC was for Jeff, so we'll see. And since Jeff, pretty much, he's like, oh, I want to do a top generation thing, because, you know, I thought of that. So, yeah, that was awesome.
The what?
And I can't wait for that episode. That'd be a really great episode when that initially jumped out. Probably the end of this year. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But, I was thinking,
Oh, I see what he's saying.
Since this generation had, like, a lot of trilogies, I think it'd be, like, a good discussion for you guys to do, for maybe a question of the week, or just to discuss right now, because, you know, whatever. Fuck my ideas. like, what was, like, the best trilogy of the generation so far? Because there's no number three that I don't think is coming out this year.
I actually like that.
But we had a good couple. We had, like, Gears of War. We had Resistance.
Mass Effect.
That's the trilogy. You know, we had Uncharted. You know, there's been a good couple of threes out there for this generation. So, you know, maybe what's the best trilogy that came out? I don't know. I was just thinking something. It sounded cool in my head, and then it instantly sounds stupid when I say it out loud. That's why I always, like, regret my ideas after I think about it. But whatever. I thought it was cool. Apparently not. Whatever. So, if you want to do it,
how are you saying that?
Whatever. I don't give a shit anymore. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Bunch of suggestions there from our good buddy Navishin.
Thank you, Namishin.
He stole his idea, Jeff.
No, he's saying that I already said, he's saying he was throwing out ideas, and he's saying that when he says that, I'll be like, I already said that, because I said that like a long time ago, so we need to do a game of the generation show at the turn of the generation.
You stole his idea, Namishin. Jerk.
So favorite trilogies?
Are we actually going to,
is that something?
We
could... Mass Effect is, you know, probably the one that stands out, I think, to me the
me
most.
Too. I really feel like, you know, if we were to pose this as a question of the week, we would probably get a response. but everybody would be saying the same thing. It would be either Mass Effect, Gears, or Uncharted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably be one.
I really feel like that's where we would be.
Yeah, probably.
So, in reality, I can't even really think of a whole lot of other trilogies. I mean, we had
Resistance,
Saints Row, so we could put that one in there.
Saints Row would be in there.
Resistance, he said Uncharted. Trying to think of what else had three games this time around.
Not that much.
Yeah, there's
pretty
really
much
not
the big
a whole
ones,
lot that I can
think.
Yeah. But I really think it would boil down to Mass Effect, Uncharted, and Gears of War.
Yeah, it'd be those three.
So yeah, I have a feeling. And I mean, my personal pick would be Mass Effect. I just don't think that there's not a trilogy that I was as invested in as that mm-hmm. one.
So. Honestly, I'd need time to think about it because those would be my top three and I wouldn't know how it would. It would be Mass Effect hands down if I wasn't disappointed in three as much as I was, but I'm not sure. I think I might have liked Mass Effect 1 and 2 more than
enough.
The sum of Uncharted and Gears of War.
And that's the thing. Weren't you slightly disappointed with Uncharted 3 as well?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Yeah,
because
I think you and I were in the same boat.
Gears game. Like,
yeah,
I
and that's, that was the other piece that I was going to say is like, I know that the Gears games you really like.
Yeah.
Were those intended to be trilogies though? Like,
Gears
were they bookended?
Was.
Like, you know, I mean, did it like finish up? Like, there's going to be an Uncharted 4. You know, there is.
Gears,
likely,
Gears ended where
there's going to be and there's already another Gears because the new Gears just came out.
Well, no, that was a prequel though.
But it's still another.
Let's put it this way. They ended Gears in a more way where they couldn't be a trilogy than they ended, Uncharted. So
yeah,
Uncharted
is kind of wide open. There'll be another
kind of
Uncharted
where it's like they probably will do it just because I mean it makes money, but there was kind of closure at the end of Gears.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't
gone. God of War was, I mean, kind of supposed to be a trilogy, I guess. Like,
yeah, but that one started last generation, so I'm not sure if that even
you're right
counts. I certainly wish they would have cut it off at three, because I'm hearing Ascension
it's
isn't
not
all that great.
Bad.
So.
It's the first half is not that good, but the last half picks up. I like the last half.
Yeah. I'll end up getting it eventually. It's just, you know, when the time is right.
Cool. What were some other questions that he posed in there that we could turn into a question?
Did he pose any other?
I thought he had a couple
think so.
No, I think that whole thing was about the trilogy thing.
And then the
game of the generation, which I'm sure we will get to. At the end of the year,
yeah,
somehow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Throw some Innis questions at us.
All right. We got one. This one comes from Biff Sticks.
What's up, man?
He says, did you guys have a TV in your bedrooms growing up?
We already did that one.
You did?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did. It was when you weren't on the show. I just pulled up Innis questions. Well, why don't you answer it? Because you didn't get to answer it.
Growing up, no. I did when I was like maybe, I want to say like 14 or 15. Maybe 16. I don't know. Sometime in high school. When my aunt bought me and my sister TVs and my parents couldn't really say, no, you're not allowed to use them.
Yeah.
So, kinda. Half of the time. Right. El Doozy, I'm guessing you didn't do this one. In your opinion, who's the hottest video game character this generation? He said, I like Elizabeth and Miranda.
Ooh.
Wonder Woman from Injustice.
No!
Don't judge, man.
Liar, sir. Liar.
Don't judge.
That's a tough one.
Gross.
He said, Elizabeth and Miranda?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't a big fan of Miranda.
What was the name of the chicky mama in Resident Evil 5?
Shiva,
that was it.
I got a little Twitter-pated with her, yeah.
She's alright.
Let's see here.
What's her name? He already said Elizabeth, but yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from Elizabeth because I think she's like,
I think Lara Croft looks amazing in the new.
I agree with you there. She is, I think she's hotter in this one than she's ever been. So, that's a good point. Let me think.
Mirror's Edge chick's alright.
I'm kind of partial to, God, what is
Bayonetta was really, totally friggin' disproportionate, but, like the attitude, like the glasses, like this whole school teacher look, but I'll still
that's
fuck
the
you
thing,
up.
Is like she had too much of a school teacher look, yeah. Man. I think that's what really got me away from her. What's the blonde chick in Uncharted?
Oh,
I cannot remember.
Oh my
her name.
God! But I would go with the brunette chick in Uncharted.
Yeah, the brunette chick. Her name's Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe. And then
I can't remember the other chick's name.
I'm like M. No, it's not Emma. Lara. Oh my God! This is really gonna bug
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's gonna kill me.
Oh
and
my God!
And you know, there's like Nathan 20 Drake, people Nathan, yelling man. At their MP3 player right now.
Oh my God! Ellie. Ellie. Ella. Ellie. No. Is it Ellie?
I no. don't know, dude.
Someone look it up quick while we're thinking of other girls.
I was thinking about it, but I didn't really care.
Yeah, I know you didn't. I'm pretty sure it's Ellen. No, it's not Ellen. Ellen, just Ellen. This is really fucking bugging me. Oh, my God.
Uncharted chick.
Yeah, there you go. Uncharted cast.
Real-time Googling.
Alrighty.
Tom chick. List of on Elena?
Elena.
Elena.
Yes.
That's it. That's Elena. It. Yeah.
That's kind of
I
ironic
her.
That Jason's the one who found the answer.
Yeah, I had just gotten the wiki up, and I haven't found it yet, though, so. But yeah, it's Elena. That makes sense.
I couldn't say it.
Yeah, I like her.
There's too many.
Yeah, there are a lot.
I mean.
Because you could always go down, like, the
you
one,
the like
Catherine the Street
and
Fighter.
Catherine's. Yeah, you got all the Street Fighter characters.
The Street Fighter characters. And it's like, I've always had a thing for Cammy, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think Cammy's super hot.
Alrighty. Jason, do you have anyone?
Shiva.
Shiva, there's your one.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Sticking to it.
Joseph Roxas, Joe Zombie on the Twitters. What's up, Roxas? He says,
what's up, man?
Quickfire, guys. Old Spock or new Spock?
New Spock's pretty cool.
I'm going new Spock because I didn't really watch Star Trek for the old Spock.
New Spock is pretty cool. But I gotta say they're pretty equal. No, you know what? I'm gonna say old Spock.
All right.
And the reason is because of something in the new movie that I'm not gonna mention on the show.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
So.
Okay. He also says burrito of your choice or pizza of your choice.
Ooh.
That's tough. Burrito or pizza.
I love the Joey bag of donuts from Moe's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I just recently discovered a place up the street from here. It's called Barbaritos.
Mm.
And it beats up Moe's, man.
Moe's is terrible. Do you guys actually like Moe's there?
I like Moe's. Yeah. It depends on which
Chipotle.
One you go to, but yeah, it's better than Chipotle.
I don't like Chipotle.
It's not
either.
As good as Willie's. Not as good as Willie's.
Yeah, I like Willie's better.
But Barbaritos is up there with Willie's. So it's good stuff. And they have spicy chicken.
I'm going
I loved
pizza.
At Willie's.
I could probably give up burritos and get, you know, tacos are kind of similar, but I can never, and pizza, no way. I cannot.
Oh. I didn't know that we had to choose one or the other.
I'd be pizza
all the fucking way.
I would still go with burritos because burritos are because I don't eat a whole lot of pizza because it's actually fucking horrible for you, but at least the burritos have like veggies and stuff in them.
Veggies doesn't necessarily make it. I'd say burrito and a pizza is pretty close in terms of calories.
I would say that you are incorrect, sir.
No, it's the bread. It's the bread and pizza that really makes it bad.
So hungry.
Yeah, and then you say the wrap is what makes the burrito bad.
Yeah, I always get the whole wheat one, though.
Well, yeah. And you can get vegetables on a pizza, Chris. You just probably never do. Right?
It still has all the bread and all the sauce and all the other stuff and all the...
All the good stuff.
Don't get me wrong. I think pizza's awesome.
Yeah,
the way
he literally worded this is burrito of your choice or say or pizza of your choice. Yeah, it's an easy one. Last one.
Okay.
Lady Margaret or Cersei?
Who?
So
who's Lady
Cersei
Margaret?
From
Margaret.
Game of Thrones.
Sure.
Right.
And then Lady Margaret. She's the, what's it? She's English. She's Lady Margaret. I don't know how to describe her. She's, the Countess of something, rather. She's like, you've heard of her. No?
No, I haven't.
Okay. She's English.
You lost me there.
I know she's English, but then again, Cersei is the chick from Game of Thrones, the mom.
I'm going to go with her then.
Cersei? Yeah, I'm going to go with her as well.
Yeah.
Because I just typed in Lady Margaret into Google, and... She's an old lady.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And the other thing about the chick that plays...
Cersei.
Cersei is that...
Naked
in 300. She was pretty hot. And she was also Sarah Connor in the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Was she really?
Yes, she
was.
That was
her? No.
That was her.
How long ago was Sarah Connor? Connor Chronicles.
It wasn't that long ago, man. It was only a few years ago.
But she's actually old now, though, like in real life and stuff.
She's in her early 40s, man, or something like that.
Pretty old. Well, I guess Sarah Connor Chronicles would have been. Was that after Terminator 2?
It was after. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense.
Sarah Connor Chronicles was literally just a few years ago.
No, I know that. I meant timeline, though.
That makes
sense then. That
yeah, I'm not sure where that falls in the timeline. It was kind of piecemeal, so.
Gotcha. We got one more from El Doozy.
What's up, man?
Buddy says, in his questions, why was Papa Scoot so mad during the X-Bone show? I don't like it when
because I was ganged up on by three people.
It's not being ganged up on. You just had the lesser of the opinions out of the three, or the four people.
Yeah, it's funny how the majority of people agree with me, but everyone on the show was the opposite side.
It's with an open mind, I guess. There's only three open-minded people.
Oh, yeah, I'm not open-minded. That's it. Yeah. Meanwhile, at the end of the show, everybody still picked TS4. So.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah, because what does that mean for anything?
We just didn't want to spew as much hate as everybody else.
We were just looking at it more of a positive way and not being like, the world is ending. Oh my God, Microsoft is dead. We were just like,
well, I didn't say Microsoft was dead. I never did say Microsoft was dead. Yeah, I'm down.
No, it's okay.
I didn't say Microsoft was dead. I never said that. Mm-hmm. I never did. No. Go find it.
No, I know you never said that.
I'm just trying to steer us away from this.
That whole conversation.
I just want you guys to get along.
We're fine.
We always get along.
Huh.
That's all the information.
All right, cool. Well, I got one more voicemail, so let's do that.
Fluffy, what's happening, guys? Okay,
Diane Perger.
Calling for your thingy, question of the week thing. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, I feel awesome.
Yeah, this is a little bit late.
This might be this question of the week, though, because this was a few weeks ago when we first made this question of the week. So I'm going to go ahead and play it, and we'll just see where it goes.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Okay, the things that I'm, can be fucked with this generation.
Yes.
Also, the shit that, came in this fucking generation. Multiplayer. I don't start with that. I'm sick of that. Fuck that. They can fuck that right off. Except, I want, in the same room multiplayer, even though no one comes around because everyone's a package. But besides that, I get all the games. I don't play multiplayer. Any money when Batman comes out and it's got multiplayer in it, I'm probably not even going to bother. I can't be fucked. It's bullshit. I don't get it. No, I don't need it. Used to like it. Not that long ago. I only nearly did it once PS3 came out. Nothing. 3D. Sick of that. Not even really sick of that. Just don't use it. Fuck, I bought a 3D TV for nothing. Looks cool. You show people. I don't use it myself. Don't be fucking stupid. That's about it. I just like normal shit. Okay? I'm gonna let you go.
Alright.
Because I've already forgotten things. I'm gonna go. Bye.
Thanks, Fluffy.
Alright.
See you, dude.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot that was a question of the week.
Yeah, but 3D sure did come and go pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm wondering if we're even gonna see any more of that. But yeah, multiplayer, I will say this. I did very much, and I think, Jason and I are in the same boat, but I very much did prefer the couch co-op and couch competitive as well. Couch multiplayer. Mm-hmm. I don't play competitive shooters, but you know what? When I worked at Swap and we got GoldenEye, we would always have four people playing that game. It was fun. I'll say.
Yeah.
Good old days.
It's just hard, exactly. I would have bought a Wii U if I still had that happen all the time.
Yeah, so, I know, right?
Apparently Fuse has four-player split screen.
Split screen? Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, what did you think of Fuse? I know that you were talking about it, but...
Dumb fun.
Dumb fun?
Yep. Right. Nothing wrong with that. Single-player experience is pretty lackluster. Kind of weird. Not, infuriating, because the AI is shit. But, yeah, getting a party of four people, probably have a good time.
Cool. All right. Well, that's all the voicemails and emails we've got.
Okay.
So should we move on?
Sure.
Quickly. Yeah, well, the only thing left is
down on us. We got to do it again tomorrow.
I know, right? This is the most successful hour we've had in podcasting in 2 weeks. So the I don't know what to do about next week. So I'm gonna let everybody know what's going on. So Jeff is out next week.
Yes,
and Jason is most likely out next week, because of E3. So that is up in the air right now. But you know, I'm you know, Jason, take the week off, whatever.
I mean, hey, you can play it safe and just do like a not necessarily an E3 prediction show. Maybe like what you want to see out of.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I want to do an E3 expectations show, but I need to. I'll have to fill in the gaps I'll have to fill in the seats. So
I want Chris to just do it by himself.
Not going to happen.
Well, Glenn's going to be there for sure.
I am not MC Wilson. I cannot pull off a one-man show. I can't do it.
You can do it, Chris. I believe in you.
I love you, Jason.
Pull on Nico or someone. Someone, I don't know, someone old school. Because Glenn's going to show up for sure, and then whoever else, you know, maybe Aces. Repeat. Fucking see if Repeat wants to jump on here.
Yeah,
or Napishan, or grab one of the IPP guys or something. You can figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to do, you know, what do you expect from E3? So if you guys have any comments on that, send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Numbers.
Check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
And send your short questions to Indus Question. Check us out on Facebook, Steam, and Google Plus. We are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you'll find us. And come over to Retroids and join the community. We'd appreciate it. And that's what I've got.
All right.
Not bad. Right.
Got a full bladder.
This show is like a week in the making. Literally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seriously. No, it almost is,
done. Yeah. And Jason's going to work some magic because he's awesome.
Oh, God. It's going to be a long night.
All right. So you guys have anything else before we wrap up?
No. I'm good.
All right. Let's get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Yay. Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.